when you know who you're serving, you know what to offer. So I know that I am serving a lot of newcomers in the hand lettering industry. So I know that they would want to learn how to letter, but even seeing all of these pretty hand lettering, they can still find it confusing to start and begin with.
Podcast is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, my guests and I provide the skills for thinking bigger, overcoming adversity, and making an impact with your work. What's going on? You're listening to episode 124 of the Perspective Podcast. My name is Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective, and I'm here to help you build a killer side hustle and elevate your brand outside your day job. At the end of each episode, I share a listener of the week, so stick around to figure out how you can get a shout out on a future episode, in the show notes, as well as in the newsletter. It's out, it's ready, it's free for you to download right now, the Side Hustlers War Chest at sidehustlerswarchest.com. It's your all-in-one toolkit. It's everything that I've learned over my last 5 years of building Perspective Collective outside my day job, all funneled into one resource. And what's all in it is things that are going to help you make time for grinding, painting murals one-on-one, things for your iPad and accessories, top book recommendation, top drawing utensils and articles and resources and tips for growing an online engaged audience and everything about building your personal brand. And that's where I need your feedback, okay? I want to know what you think of it. If you enjoy it, you're getting value, please take time to share with me on social media which guide is providing you the best value. You know, I might even turn it into a testimonial and give me your feedback of what you think could improve on this, because I always want to continue to add and upgrade on this. Go get yours right now, sidehustlerswarchest.com. Let me know what you think. I hope you enjoy and I hope you find it useful. Now for me, I highly respect those who use adversity to fuel their relentless grind. And I respect the hell out of hustlers, you know, people putting in the works, grinding behind closed doors when no one's watching. But I'm even more captivated by those who work smarter, not harder. I respect those who put family and serving others above all else, because I truly believe those are the people who are going to get breakthroughs in terms of money and other opportunities that will eventually come their way. And someone who I really respect is our guest today, who lands in each one of these buckets. And I'm talking about Mai DeLeon. She's a lettering artist, designer, and an online marketing wizard. She's also the author of Mastering Hand Lettering, and she's the professor of the free course Styling the Alphabet, where her mission is to teach you the ABCs of hand lettering so you can monetize your craft. Together, myself and Mai, or is it Mai and I, me and Mai? Regardless, today, we cover her inspiring story and the adversity her family has overcome, putting in the work and honing your craft, valuing your time so you know when to say yes, online digital marketing, as well as pizza pens process and more. This episode is sure to get you fired up to start taking yourself, your craft, and your side hustle more seriously. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/perspectivepodcast. There are over 180,000 titles for you to choose from. You're sure to find the perfect book for whatever season you're in life. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends at Retro Supply. Retro Supply is the leading provider of Illustrator, Photoshop, Procreate, and Affinity design resources to make your work stand out in a fraction of the time. Please, don't pay full price over there. Use promo code SCOTTY20, that's Scotty with a Y, to save 20% off all their design resources like brushes, axes, textures, and fonts. This also works on sale items and even their bundles. Their bundles are insane. Check that out over at retrosupply.co. And you can find both the sponsor links, a YouTube video of today's conversation, and everything else Mai and I talk about in the show notes at perspective-collective.com/124. Let me know what you think of this episode by helping me spread the good word. Please, please, please share a screenshot or video of this episode that you're listening to, and make sure to tag both Mai and I, there it is again, on Instagram stories so we can connect and I can share the love back. It's because of you sharing with your friends, your following, and your family that this show continues to grow, and I appreciate the hell out of you for it. As always, keep an open mind and act on anything that inspires you today. Let's go. PC family, we have Mai DeLeon all the way from Singapore today, and 13 plus hours ahead of me, so it's great that we can make this work. Mai, welcome to the Perspective Podcast. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for inviting me, Scotty. So excited to be here. I've been listening to your podcast since you started it, and it's been great to be on the show with you. And it's finally nice to meet you.
We're e-meeting for the first time too. So I believe you sent me an email. It was probably like maybe 2 years ago, responded to my email newsletter or something. I think that was like how we initially started a dialogue, and then through Instagram and so on. And now you're here crushing it full time, doing your thing, lettering, designer, badass mom. Yes, it's great. So for those who may not know you in this world right now, give us a brief Wikipedia page summary about yourself, and then we're just going to jump into the meat of everything.
Okay, so my name is Maya De Leon, of course, and I'm a hand lettering artist, a freelance lettering artist. But now I'm mostly focused on teaching other people how I do what I do, and then transforming those creative adventures into a profitable business. So that's what I do now. And I'm also a full-time mom. And I have 3 kids. So I have 2 daughters, and one of them, my youngest is a boy. And he was born with Down syndrome. So that's kind of the challenge that we had to go through over the years. So there. And I'm also very open and very vocal about sharing all of the things that I know about hand lettering and sharing it with everybody who wants to learn about it. That's why I created also my free course, which I shared with everyone.
Yes, that's that's why you're here. I'm all about transparency, providing as much value as possible. And honestly, you're like the perfect candidate from the show. I've been studying you. I've been watching what you've been doing behind the scenes. And, you know, I want to be here to celebrate you and put you in the spotlight. So before you took and made that leap to the full-time, from side hustle to full-time career of doing this, how did you get into it? How did you get into lettering in the first place? And what was your day job before then? You know, how were you making time to pursue all this?
Okay, so I was in a corporate where I was an IT girl. So I graduated in engineering, and then I worked for several different companies until I worked for a Fortune 500 company when I was an infrastructure lead. So from IT, I think my twin daughters were about 2 years old back then that I started working again. And I discovered a post, an Instagram post from a former colleague, and it is about digital scrapbooking. So I find it very interesting because, you know, you don't have to have all those clutter of scrapbooking, and you can do it digitally. And it really transformed how I viewed about memory keeping and such, because I love documenting everything that has been going through, especially when I have my twin daughters. For them, it was already a challenge because I gave birth to them prematurely at 31 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they were very tiny, and I want to document their growing up years. So I was attracted to memory keeping and digital scrapbooking. So it started from there. And then eventually, I was able to get into creative teams of designers. And from there, I have realized that I don't want to be on a creative team forever. If I'm spending a lot of money, because other than that, I'm also spending a lot of money buying digital scrapbook products.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm buying that, I might as well find something or some way to monetize it. And that's when I started dabbling into Photoshop and learning how to design patterns and embellishments, until eventually in 2009, I landed my first design gig. So I opened my first digital scrapbook product at this site called My Life and Scrap. And from there, I went from one store to another until I landed with different other stores. I reached a point where I sold for 4 stores. So selling for 4 stores was challenging. Online stores, they're mostly online stores.
Like a creative market kind of thing? Or?
Yes, something like that. So for these stores, you need to have a unique product for that store, specific store, every week. So I have been creating nonstop, and I'm still working with my day job. So every time we would arrive at home around 9 or 10 p.m. because back then we were in Manila and traffic is worse, so we get home late. The children are already sleeping. So I would design from 10 to 2 a.m., worst until 4, 10 to 2 a.m. So yes, that's my design time. And then I'll get up at 5 or 6 to prepare for work.
So you're going on like, what, 3 hours of sleep?
Yes.
So you're grinding.
For two years, I was really grinding that hustle. So, and luckily for me, traffic is worse in the morning too. So my husband is driving and I'm just there sleeping in the car.
Okay, catch a couple little bit more. Wow.
Yes. So probably that's 1 to 2 more hours of sleep in the morning. So that's how my life was back then. But even then, because I was earning US dollars, so I'm earning more than I was doing with my full-time job, because when it's translated to Philippine money, it's 50 pesos for $1.
Big difference, right? Yeah.
That is huge. And wages back there is not that great. So me earning dollars is so, so much more.
Yeah.
So eventually, after 2 years, We had a good talk, my husband and I, and then I left my corporate job and focused on digital scrapbooking. And that was also the time that he was given an opportunity to work in Singapore. So we moved here with him because I can work wherever my job is online. So I continued scrapbooking.
So digital scrapbooking for yourself though, like full-time employed by yourself or for still another business?
For a store, but they only get depending on a store, they could get 20% commission. So I still have the biggest chunk of money for that.
Okay, yeah, that's a big chunk.
And I was earning about $2,000 to $3,000 every month back then.
Wow.
And that was what year, 2010 to 2011, something like that, yes. That's big when translated to Philippine pesos.
It's like double the amount, pretty much.
More.
Five times? So you were balling.
So it's like 3-4 times of what I was earning in the Philippines. So that's better.
Wow.
So it's a no-brainer. I left my day job and then moved with my husband here in Singapore. And then we found out that I was pregnant with my third child. So that was Alphonse. And he was born with Down syndrome, so he has special needs, and we were not ready for it.
I don't think anybody is.
Yes. I did not have the, what do you call that test? The amniocentesis. I always forget the term. It's called amniocentesis, and I opted out of that because I never want to learn if he has Down syndrome, yes, beforehand. And who knew that it's really possible, so... And that was the start of the challenging journey that we had, because after I gave birth to him, my husband and my children left for Singapore. I delivered in the Philippines. It's way cheaper there. So I gave birth to him in the Philippines, and then they moved back to Singapore, my husband and two kids, and they were about to start their primary school. So we cannot let them not have that. So my mother-in-law flew with them, and she was the one who was taking care of the girls. I was left in the Philippines with Alphonse because he had to have an open heart surgery at 6 weeks old. So he had that.
Wow.
And yes, that was very challenging. But the good thing about that is we don't have enough money back then. We were just starting our life in Singapore, and we don't have enough for the surgery. It cost us about $25,000. We were quoted that amount. And my husband is already thinking about selling the house, selling the car, selling everything that we have just to give him the surgery. And I was like, I don't know. I'm the kind of person who knows how to make good money.
You know how to hustle and provide, put bacon, bring home the bacon.
Yes, it's in my DNA, probably because I grew up in a family with, we own a bakery, so I'm a business person since birth. And I told him to wait. Can you just wait for a while? Just let me calm down, because I'm taking this all in, and it's draining me at the time. I've been crying and crying and crying for days. And I just told him, can you just pause for a while? Just let me think. And I told him that I have an online shop, so I would sell products and I would sell services. So back then, I'm not just designing scrapbook products. I'm also designing websites. So it's not super coding in terms of those kinds of things, but
WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get.
Yes, a simple WordPress with the themes and then the just simple tweaking up. That's the kind of thing that I do back then. But it brought in a good amount of money. And when I told my store, one of my store owners back then, when I gave birth to him, I'm already exclusive in one store. So I'm only selling in one store. And I told her that I won't be able to design for the store for this period of time because I gave birth to my son and he needed surgery. And she told me, how can we help? And I don't know what I told her. I don't actually know what I told her. I don't remember. But she offered to help. And that after that, she created this ginormous scrapbook kit that she sold.
Like a bundle?
It's a mega bundle.
Mega bundle on steroids.
I think there were about, I don't know if it's 100 or 200 designers who put in their contributions for that. There were that many designers who contributed to the product. And we sold it for $20. And we sold about $7,000 for that.
Damn.
Yeah, she gave me all of it. And then I also put my own shop, scrapbook shop, on sale. And I generated $5,000 from that. Because at first I offered my services, my website services, my scrapbook on sale. But the people, you know, I didn't even realize it. The people are way kinder than they are. They know that when they purchase a product from my store would take a percentage of that. And PayPal, too, would take a percentage of the money. So they offered to give the money directly to me. So what's your PayPal address? Do you have any this and that kind of thing? We want to give you the money directly instead of going through your store. So I did give them the email address. And then I have this friend, Diane Rigdon. She told me about Indiegogo. It's a crowdfunding site. And I don't know about crowdfunding back then. So she told me, maybe you can try this one. And I did. It's really heartwarming that a lot of people reached out to us. And when I told them about the story, so Facebook was new then. And I shared it on Facebook. So it's there. Everybody just shared it. So there were a lot of people in the community who shared it, who contributed, and who donated for the surgery, and we generated about $11,800 from the crowdfunding. So that...
You covered it.
Yes, we did. $25,000. There were still direct deposits that's coming to the bank account. So we covered it. We generated 1.1 million pesos. So that's more or less $25,000. And he was able to have his surgery in 2013, February 14. So he is kind of my Valentine.
Yeah. You've been through some stuff. Like you've dealt with some adversity that, like, that's just like a chapter in your story. And it seems like that's fuel on the fire for, you know, what you're doing today. When did like lettering come into the mix? And when did you start building your empire through like Instagram and put out your book? Like, how did all this come into play? And I want to get into the nitty gritty of the business. Like, I want to talk about Pinterest. I want to talk about how you get down on your email marketing, your courses. Like, you have that business bone, and a lot of us don't. And I think that's where you can really shed some value for us.
Okay, so first, the hand lettering came in because I was already doing scrapbooking. I need to be in the computer. But when I gave birth to him, and eventually we moved to Singapore, we moved March then. So I think 2 weeks after his surgery, 2 or 3 weeks after the surgery, we moved back to Singapore. And we were doing fine. I wasn't creating much, but eventually it got through me. So, you know, when you're a mother and they say that your family or your children can take everything away from you. So I have not been doing anything creatively over years. And it's kind of driving me insane. So it's the saddest part of my life. So seeing my children growing up, but not being able to do something for myself, I didn't know that it can be taxing. And it can be draining as well as a mother. And I always believe that you cannot give what you don't have. So if I don't love myself, I cannot love my family back the way I want them to be loved and the way that I want to give them the best of me.
I agree. You can't make someone else happy if you're not happy. Yeah, exactly. So true.
And during the time, Alphonse likes to sleep or take a nap 2 to 4 hours in a day. And I will just be there sitting with him because he doesn't want to be separated from me. I think the trauma came from me handing him over to the surgeon for a series of testing. So from there on, he doesn't want to be left behind. So that's where it came from. So since then, I have to stay with him on the couch. He's taking naps in the couch. And I'll be there. That's when I discovered Criminal Minds on cable. So I will be there watching TV and it's like, what am I doing with my life? I can't even do anything because whenever I get up and go to the computer, he'll be crying and be irritated and wake up again. So that's 2 to 4 hours of my precious time that I want to probably rest or do something. So I leveraged on those hours that he's sleeping. And instead of watching TV, well, I still watch TV. And instead of just doing nothing, I got a Muji grid notebook.
Like a Moleskine kind of thing?
No, it's just a very cheap. It's a Japanese notebook. We have a shop here called Muji. And it's a grid notebook. And I have a 0.5 Pigma Micron. And then I have a pencil. So I have a pencil eraser, the Pigma Micron.
Everything.
Yes. It's just that. You don't need anything fancy at all to begin with. So I don't even have a ruler. So it's just that. So I started drawing letters and I don't know where to even begin. So I thought of doing, maybe I should do the alphabet. I did the alphabets one letter at a time. So it's like a couple of variations of letters every single day. And I started posting it on Instagram. And who knew everybody likes letters? I didn't know.
What year would this have been?
That was 2014, early 2014.
Right when I was getting into the mix.
Yes, 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 yes. That's about the time that I discovered you, Stefan. During those early times, we were still liking each other's posts. And now, yes, it's funny. I still remember when we all started back that time.
Seeing everybody just grow, you know, and then which different paths they took it. It became just a hobby. And now I'm seeing everybody making like businesses, going their own ways and growing differently. It's pretty dope.
Yes, and it's exciting as well.
We're like the phase two of letters. We're like the phase two. You know, the first ones were like Eric Marinovich and Jessica Hish, you know, and now we're the second wave.
The second wave, true. And then after that, so I was doing letters, and from letters I drew words and then phrases. The phrases, oh my God, they're quite ugly. But back then we thought that's already great. Because we're just beginning and we were able to finish a phrase. Well, that's awesome. And then eventually, 6 months after, I got a DM from the CEO of Miniloo Kids. So they're kind of a small business in Utah where they produce coloring books for children. They asked if I can do an alphabet coloring book. Because I was doing the alphabets, I didn't know that it attracted that kind of a client. So they wanted an alphabet coloring book for a change. And I was given a 4-month timeline to finish everything. So we're going to have alphabets and then illustrations that accompany those letters. So like A for apple. So I need to have some illustrations that contain, it starts with a letter, every letter of the alphabet that I was asked to do. So I drew 10 letters, I think, 10 variations of each letter. And of course, the illustration. And I did that during the 2 to 4 hour window that my son is taking a nap every day. So that's the only time that I have.
And you're only 4 months into lettering and you got hit up for this?
6 months, yes.
Six months into lettering?
Yes, yes.
This isn't normal, people. People who are listening, this isn't normal.
Well, I partially know. I knew the owner from a store that I was selling because we were both scrapbook designers, but she's venturing into other business. So she kind of been following me on Instagram as well. So I think she's been watching on the sidelines.
It always comes back to who you know. Who you know.
Yes.
And then the skills pay the bills. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So you're lucky, but you busted your ass. You went through adversity and put yourself in these positions. So this was just like the first sign that you're going down the right path of pursuing lettering. This was just the first little omen, right?
Yeah. And I think she knows that I have my son with me. So I was given a pretty decent timeline, 4 months.
Can I ask, or did you have to sign an NDA? What did something like this for your first job pay?
It was royalty.
Royalty. So it was all solely off royalties?
Yes, royalties. I didn't know back then that you needed an advance pay for licensing and such.
Like some kind of deposit and everything. Okay. So it was a good learning experience.
Yes, that was a good learning experience, but it was also an adventure for me. So, yeah, but to get a royalty deal the first time for a first project is kind of a big deal for me. And I know them, and they were a great company, and we did great, and we had a great relationship. And that's the start of the first, project, and it's a coloring book. It's just a mini coloring book like this thin, but the project was like the whole collection was this.
How many hours do you think you put into that? Just guesstimate.
I don't know, because it's 2 to 4 hours in a day. So it varies depending on how my son wants. And I can only digitize because we don't have iPads.
So yeah, you drew it all analog first. And then did you have to scan it in or take a photo and bump the contrast and levels up in Photoshop or something like that?
Yes, I did everything in pencil.
The old school lettering ways before the iPads came out. Yes, yes, yes. The analog.
I have to scan everything. And the only time I can digitize is during the weekend when my husband is not working and he can look after the children.
Is your husband all in backing you up too?
Yes, he is. He is very supportive from the start.
Shout out to the husband supporting the hustling women out there. My wife supports me and I grind my ass off, but family's important. But shout out to your husband.
Yes, he is the one who really made everything happen. Because if not for his sacrifice, I mean, he also has a creative thing he wants to pursue back then. He likes photography, but he said, you can go and do what you want first.
That's incredible.
From then on, after that project came out and after I've been posting on Instagram, I got a ton more client inquiries. Incredible, right? But I still started from the scrapbooking industry. So Karina Gardner, the CEO of Minilu, is a scrapbook designer as well. And then the next project that I got, I forgot. And then there was another project. And then there was Project Life, which is also a scrapbook from American Crafts. Becky Higgins and American Crafts. And I did a kit, mini kit for them. So it has a lot of letterings and also designs. And I was paid generously for that as well. I knew that at the very beginning, even if you're just starting, you can be paid well. That was the leverage that I had because I didn't have enough time. So I only get clients who will really pay me well. And I had to say no to a few dollar inquiries.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, yes. I had to say no to a lot of them.
$100 t-shirt design.
Yes, yes. I didn't say yes to them because I would rather spend that time being with my kid and doing other things and honing my craft instead of lowballing myself. I knew that early on. From those experiences that I had.
When you have that business background, plus you had some skin in the game in digital online marketing before, like so many don't have that business savvy acumen.
That's why I have been telling and I've been preaching that you can also get high paying clients even if you're just beginning. But of course, you have to hone your craft.
Yeah.
It took me a while to really get into the groove and finding my style. But even then, I didn't accept low-paying clients. I only got, you know, the clients who will really pay me well. And after that, I had collaborations with Working Not Working. So we had the Pinterest project. And I got a couple more offers from publishing companies. So I have this project from Australia where I designed a book cover for presentation. And from that project, I was introduced to another agent and I was invited to create a book called The Great Big Book of Amazing Creative Hand Lettering, something like that. The title is very long, but it was with four other letterers. I think Jay, I don't know how to pronounce, Jay Reuter was part of that book. But I said no at first. I said no because one, I will be given a flat fee.
No royalties or anything.
No royalties or anything. And second, I told them that I have plans of doing my own book.
Had you already gotten the whole lead, the mastering, hand lettering?
No, not yet. Back then, it was just in my head.
Okay.
I just wanted to do a book. So I'm planning to have my own book. So I don't have any idea back then what I will be doing. And then they said, but the client really wanted you. So because I have a history with Hinkler Books. So could you do this? And then after that, we can talk about your book. So I was taken aback. So who would be getting another job when they just turned down a job, you know? It's really funny. And I thought that was a scam. It's internet, so who knew if it's true or not? But I was given a contract and I was asked to sign it. And yeah, it's true. So that's how the book happened, Mastering Hand Lettering. So I did the book, and then eventually after that, I worked on my book. So I stopped getting clients for a while, and I focused on the book. But then when we finally started with it, we were traveling to Japan. So I was given a four-month timeline. Everybody wants 4 months.
I know.
So I was given, and with a book, you know that you need about a year to finish it. So I was given 4 months. This has to happen because we have this blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, so I'm pretty much good about time pressure as well. So so I did it. And we were traveling to Japan and I lost 2 weeks because I was traveling. And then when I came back, I don't feel like doing anything creative at all. I'm so exhausted. Yes. So basically, I lost 1 month. So I did the book technically for 3 months. And those were all-nighters, 3 months of sleeping until 4 a.m. and then waking up around 9 or 8. Luckily now, when I did the book, we have somebody who helps me with the kids already. So we hired, since we're in Singapore, we can hire foreign domestic workers. So she takes care of my children in the day and attends to their needs when they need to go to school. So we were able to afford that.
I want to take a second to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Audible, and this prospective podcast listener only deal. It's just for you. And you know I love me some audiobooks, so I'm stoked to offer you your first audiobook free, along with a free 30-day trial to check out their services by going to audibletrial.com/prospectivepodcast. And back in 2016, my first Audible book download, you know, this is the trial thing that I took advantage of that it opened up this whole new world to elevate my business. And the first book for me was the Ask Gary Vee book. And I've been obsessed with audiobooks ever since. Listeners of this show, I know you would probably dig his latest book, Crushing It. Or lately, I've also been really vibing to these powerhouse ladies of Mel Robbins, Brené Brown. I highly recommend any books by them. Again, get your free audiobook by visiting audibletrial.com/prospectivepodcast. Thank you so much, Audible. I hope you guys dig that free book. Since we're kind of already hitting on this topic, I want to make sure I get this question in real quick. This one comes from Ma Alina Carrigay Bartolome. Elena is just way easier, but she says, how does Mai make this work? Being a mom of three, one with special needs and running her business at the same time, she's an inspiration to moms like me. Okay, you're kind of already setting it up. I want to make sure I get this in here. So grinding, putting in the work, all nighters, those 2 to 4 hours of grinding, but like, how do you make it work now?
At first, I only leveraged on the time that my son was sleeping and my kids are in school. That's how we did it for a year. 1 year, we did it for a year.
And you busted your ass when you were tired. You worked when it wasn't convenient.
Yes. So for a year, it was like that situation until my husband told me, maybe it's time we get someone to help you.
Like a nanny kind of thing, or?
Yes, it's kind of a nanny there, but for us, she lives with us. So she stays with us. She sleeps with the girls. She takes care of their needs and clean the house and do the laundry, cook for them, cook for us. But most of the time, I'm cooking as well. So that's why I can do all-nighters and sleep in a couple more hours in a day, because I already have someone. We can already afford to hire someone who can take care of the children. And it's, compared to the US, I think it's pretty much more affordable in Singapore, but it's way, way more affordable in the Philippines.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
From a business aspect, I really want to know how you utilize social media like a boss. We know this. We all know this.
You think?
I mean, you've built an audience, you've attracted clients from it. You have dope lead magnets that always pop up on my Instagram about promoting how to sign up for your email list. But how important has Pinterest been? Because I see you on Pinterest. I was really hard into Pinterest, but I've been so busy with video on the podcast lately that Pinterest has kind of taken the back seat. But how big has Pinterest been, and how do you utilize it? And how well, or how big has email marketing been? Because you're not only a hand letter, you're an online marketer at your core. You know, hand lettering is just the vehicle you drive, but you have to learn so many other tactics. So like, how do you utilize Pinterest, and how important is email marketing in your lead magnets, which is like your free course, free to plug? Setting you up here.
Yes. Email marketing is my number one.
Email marketing is number one.
So email list.
Why is email not dead, and why is email so valuable to you?
Email is valuable because it's something that you own. So you don't own, we don't own social media. So like by the time Instagram just realized that they have to purge all of these accounts, and then you realize your following has plummeted and they could change the algorithm and you will be affected by it, or they could just totally shut down and you will lose all of those followers.
Did you deal with Instagram and Facebook shutting down? This, we're speaking in the past right now, but basically Instagram and Facebook were down yesterday, Wednesday. I couldn't even get the podcast episode out on Instagram because of that. But luckily I own an email that I own that I can still get the podcast out.
Yes, that's true. And so that's why it's powerful. And I've been using my email list. I know about email list since I was in scrapbooking.
Yeah. Had you been building it then?
Yes.
And what's your platform of choice?
I was using MailChimp before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I signed up to AWeber eventually. And now I'm using Infusionsoft.
Oh, shit. You're on the big platform now. That's a big learning curve on Infusionsoft.
Yeah, it's Confusionsoft.
And Confusionsoft. Yes, yes. Do you have someone helping you with that, or did you have to take training?
I had to wing it the first time, but it's really that hard. So I had to call in the support every couple of minutes just to arrange all the sequence of the campaigns that I will be running. So I have that. The support is enough for me, but it's really, it's mind-blowing. The system is totally different than MailChimp and AWeber and ConvertKit.
And it's not so designer-friendly though, but you just have like way more customization and control over what you want, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So now that I can afford it, I already hired someone to do it for me.
Awesome.
Yes. So I also informed my husband to, you know, you can just learn these things. You're the tech guy. You should be doing this stuff. So he's been on the learning curve and transitioning into the business.
So email is number one of producing income for you.
Yes, it is. It is. It is.
In terms of courses or
everything? Courses, yes, it is. For clients, most of my clients come from Instagram.
So you're still doing freelance on the side, or are you full-time in on building your online marketing empire, kind of like Becca Cordes, you know, our friend the Happy Ever Crafter is?
Last year I did that both when I introduced my lettering mentorship, but that was a mentorship. It's totally different with The mastering hand lettering course, I focused on the course. So I stopped doing client work since August. But I can't say no to one client that came in later in the year. It's Penguin Random House. Who says no to Penguin Random House?
Not I. So, for your own book or a book cover?
No. It's book covers and chapter covers. So
cool.
It's a kind of a different thing. But yes, I can't say no to them. So
if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. So it's a hell yes, clearly.
Yes. And I saw the project and I saw that what I have to do. And I just got really excited for it. And you know, when your heart is pumping, like it's racing, and you know you're excited to do this, it's a big yes. So it's a yes for me. So I took it. So I'm doing that on the side. And the course as well. So we were building the course. And for the course, I pre-sold it. It's the first thing that I did. I pre-sold the course. So before I even had the course, I sold it to a lot of people in my email list. I sold the idea because I don't want to build a course and then eventually hear crickets after and no sales. So I spent a lot of time and I invested in a lot of marketing, and then there was no sales, so I had to pre-sell it. So during that time, we sold we sold a lot, and we made five figures for that.
In how many days?
1 week. Just 1 week. We just sold it for 1 week.
Was it just one price, or was there like a tiered pricing? You get access to like
tiered pricing. So there is a special offer.
Okay. But you're trying to funnel people to that, middle option kind of thing.
I don't have them yet. I only have two tier price. So the full price and then the 3 month.
Oh, okay. Payment plan kind of thing.
Yes. That's the only tier that I have. And I released it to 8,000 subscribers, email subscribers. So I only have 8,000 back then.
What are you at today?
17.
17. What's your money lead magnet? What's your best way of building an email list? Let's get some tactical tips real quick.
My hand lettering course, my free hand lettering course. You know, when I did that, I did that because that's the very thing that I did at first. I started from alphabets, and I think it's the missing link. So, you know, it's also the same thing that I did for the book. When I did the book, I searched, and everybody has hand lettering books. They all have these processes and this everything, but there's the how is not there. There's the what, but the how, it's missing. So I leveraged on that how, and I put it in my book so that everybody can learn from how to start with letters, because I started with letters, and that's what I put in there. And technically, the hand lettering course, it's also the book. Just, it's in videos, and it has more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going where the interest is, what you're good at, what you love to do, and where's the market? And my friends, that is a sweet spot I continue to talk about. And you do more of what works. You listen to what people want.
Yeah, because I started from there also. So I realized this is not the thing that everybody offers. And this is the thing that people need. So, you know, when you know who you're serving, that's the kind of thing. When you know who you're serving, you know what to offer. So I know that I am serving a lot of newcomers in the hand lettering industry. So I know that they would want to learn how to letter. But even seeing all of these pretty hand lettering, they can still find it confusing to start and begin with hand lettering and learning from it. So I offer that as a free course. And Becca was telling me, Becca, the Happy Ever Crafter, you're giving this for free. So yeah, it's a 72 page a free course wherein you can just hand letter one letter every day and go from there, learn all of the techniques and yeah.
I'll be sure to plug all of that. So we got to respect the time and keep moving forward real quick. I wish we could have like an hour and a half. There's so many questions I want to ask you, but we got to keep it in this time.
Sure, you can just fire away.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we go to rapid fire question, what's one piece of advice you give to your past self when you were just starting off?
I would say whatever comes your way, just keep on doing the thing that you love doing most and do it with patience and integrity, of course. So yeah, patience is really, really very important, because in this time and era where, you know, everybody wants instant gratification, patience is everything we need to succeed in this industry. You don't get to be successful overnight. It happens gradually and with a lot of consistency and grit and, of course, tenacity.
Yeah. What about integrity? Why is integrity to you, and why is that baked into the core of your brand, and how has that been seen in your sales and your raving fans?
Because when you're online, you could be anybody, and it's hard to deal with anybody. It's hard to trust someone. So for me, it's important, because for people to buy from me, make business with me, do business with me, they need to know and trust me.
Like, know, and trust?
Yes, like, know, like, and trust. So it's very vital that I do business with integrity, and I deal with everybody with utmost courtesy and kindness. And even if I'm growing already, and I still get these emails from a lot of people and DMs, I still respond to every one of them. I don't take them lightly. A lot of people might agree with me here, but for me, learning and coming from a business perspective and growing up in a family business, for me, customer is the king.
Yeah.
Customer is king. So a lot of people have been telling me, no, customer is not always right. No, customer is the king. You won't be existing without them.
Exactly. Love it. Awesome answer. All right, rapid fire. If you were on death row, what would your last slice of pizza be?
Oh, pepperoni.
Just plain pepperoni. When we meet each other in person, we're going to have a slice together, all right?
Yes, you could be like my daughters or love pepperoni pizza.
Oh, we would get along so well.
Yes.
If you could have lunch with one person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
John Contino, maybe?
Yeah?
I love John's style. It's really awesome and mind-blowing. I love that it's unique. And it has character on its own, you know, it really stands out. I can spot a John Contino piece from a mile away.
So we're speaking in the future. Currently, he's in the process of scheduling an episode, which should be out like the week before yours, and he'll be at Crop. So I'll finally get to like meet him, shoot the shit. And yes, so that's awesome. That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, this should be coming out. Perfect timing for people to go back and listen to his episode. That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
That worked out perfect. Thank you. What's your go-to lettering weapon of choice?
Pencil.
Do you have a fancy one now that you use, like a lead holder, or are you just a mechanical pencil kind of gal?
Lead holder.
Yeah?
It's basically my pencil, my lead holder and the lead. Yeah, it's my favorite, the lead holder, the Staedtler Mars Technical lead holder. That's it. I call it my pencil.
For sure. And that's like whenever I would use that a lot before I got heavy into digital, everybody's like, what pencil is that? So awesome.
Until now, I still get that question.
All right. Cats or dogs? I've been asking this one lately. I love it. I like to know what people think.
Dogs. I'm not a cat person.
We're not friends anymore. I take my pizza pack with you. No, that's cool.
I had cats, but I'm allergic.
Okay. That's an excuse. That's good. Okay. Where do you get your inspiration, online and offline?
Mostly offline. When going to the park, traveling, taking pictures of things that I find interesting, like when I see a building and the pattern interests me, I would break it down and build the basic structure, and then I could turn letters from it. So something like that. I'm weird. And online, I try to avoid looking at a lot of people online. It overwhelms me and I can't take it. There was a point in my life when I had to follow everybody that I was following just so I could focus on myself and my growth.
Yep. Curate who you follow. And otherwise, there's too many people just regurgitating the same stuff they see all over Instagram. It's so annoying. I can't even pick out certain people's style anymore because everybody else is doing the same thing. So thank you for being true to yourself.
You have got to stay in your lane.
Stay in your own lane, for sure. Real quick, how much value has Pinterest brought to you? I wanted to dive deeper into Pinterest, but we didn't get to it today. But is Pinterest a big game changer in terms of traffic? Would you recommend Pinterest to everyone?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
Pinterest is a big... You don't treat it as a social media platform. Pinterest is a search engine. So you have to treat it as a search engine. You have to show images that are compelling and show images that are vertical.
Yeah.
So that it translates well with a Pinterest algorithm. And of course, use descriptions with
rich keywords.
SEO, yes, keyword. Yes, rich keyword. And please, if you are on Pinterest, turn it into a business instead of a personal Pinterest
rich
account.
Rich pins, all that good stuff.
Yes, all those rich pins. And if you can focus on that, it's better to schedule Pinterest pins than going into the black hole itself.
Do you use Tailwind or?
I use Tailwind to schedule.
How much time do you put in a week to schedule out your pins?
An hour? Couple of minutes sometimes, and then I'll schedule. I don't stay on Pinterest, but sometimes when I do, because you also have to log in manually and pin something for yourself, you don't have to rely on Tailwind.
Have you noticed a big increase in traffic?
Big, huge.
Yeah.
Before, my major traffic comes from Facebook and Instagram. Now it's from Pinterest.
Incredible.
It is really incredible.
We could have a total other episode just talking about this.
Of course, if you want, yes.
All right, cool. That's pretty cool. All right, last one. Where can people go to follow you online and support you?
Okay, so I have my website. It's mydeleon.com. Everything is there. The free course, the paid course, and all of the free stuff. So I have also an Instagram freebie and two lettering freebies.
Are those lead magnets?
Yes.
Killing it.
A couple of others.
You can have a whole episode on lead magnets and Pinterest. All right, the two big things I need to get into. Email is going to be big for me this year, so that's awesome.
You have to focus on that if you really want to dive deep into the business side of things. Email it is.
Awesome. Well, we sincerely appreciate your time. I know you haven't been feeling the greatest, so I appreciate you fighting through it and getting through it and just making time to be here with today and shut us with your value and share your story. I've been dying to get to know you and hear your story, so I'm glad we finally made it happen.
Yes, and I'm so sorry. I was so talkative, but
oh, we're good.
We missed a lot of topics.
Oh, we'll have a round two if you'd like to be on. You're official guest of the podcast, official friend of the podcast. Well, thank you again, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye. PC family, my DeLeon, my. You were so kind. You were an absolute sweetheart. You're a huge supporter of not only me, but just the creative community in general. And I love how much you do for all of us and sharing your wealth of knowledge and putting people first and just serving others. And clearly it's all coming back around, you know, and people are reciprocating that love and supporting you. And PC family, do what you do best. If what Mai said today made an impact on you, go blow her up. Send some love her way over on the social webs and tell her your biggest takeaway. And also go sign up for a free course at mydeleon.com/free-course and support her by buying her Mastering Hand Lettering book. I also have links in the show notes. Mai, we sincerely appreciate you, your time, and your knowledge today. Thank you so much. I want to pivot real quick and talk about the Facebook community. So are you looking for a community of like-minded people who are sharing their work, sharing their resources, providing feedback, and collaborating all across the world? If so, we would love to have you be a part of our private global Facebook family of creators. Join the family today by searching The Perspective-Collective on Facebook or click the link in the show notes. We're looking forward to having you be a part of the movement. If you're digging what you hear and this show has helped you any type of way along your creative grind, there are a few ways you can help and give back. The first is by financially supporting the show by backing the podcast over at patreon.com/perspectivepodcast, like my family over at Iron Bean Coffee Company did. The second way to do this is by subscribing and leaving a rating and review over an Apple Podcast or an iTunes. Not only are you helping the show climb the charts in the design category, but it allows me to give you some public love as the listener of the week. As a reminder, I'm able to read those international reviews too. And buckle in, this is a longer one. This one comes from Zach Sutt from the US titled The Best Podcast Out. Zach states, I love this podcast. Scotty keeps me motivated to work harder and never quit. He has great content and awesome guests who have great advice. The Perspective Collective feels like a community. That's why I love it. I stumbled across this podcast in October 2018 while I was walking in my car from leaving the office. I had a rough day. I was burnt out and feeling like I was not a good designer. I was defeated. I usually listen to the Honest Designer podcast. Shout out to them. I love them. But today I wanted to find another podcast, and that's when it happened. I found the Perspective Podcast. My first episode was 98 with Michael Fugoso, aka Fugstrader. This episode opened my eyes and made me realize that I was okay. Life happens. Pick yourself up and get back at it. After I listened to that episode 3 times, I was hooked no matter where I was. The gym, work, car, I have the Perspective Podcast bumping and going. It has become my go-to, the thing I need that keeps me going when I feel like I can't go on. As a designer, the information Scotty gives in his podcast is very helpful. I have learned things from the podcast that has helped me at my job, my freelance business, as well as in my health. Scotty has created one of the best podcasts out. Check it out. You will be glad you did. Holy cow. Zach, you went all out with that, dude. That absolutely makes my day. You have no idea how much that means to me. Other people on the fence of leaving a review, no pressure to leave something long. It could be something short or sweet to get your name in there as listener of the week. But Zach, I appreciate you, homie. I appreciate all of you have taken the time to show some love here. And I hope you feel the love coming back to you while I read your name off. And as I wrap things up, I got to give a huge thank you to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, executive assistant, Paige Garland, and my video specialist, Colton Bacher. You three are the glue that makes this happen. And also a huge thanks to Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope theme music you hear on this show. Listen and support him at SoundCloud, Spotify, and Instagram at Bluka. That's B-L-O-O-K-A-H. And as you finish off your week strong, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.